ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओके सो वी लेफ्ट ऑफ ऑन चैप्टर 10 ऑपुलेंस ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट वी जस्ट हर्ड द चातु श्लोकी फ्रॉम कृष्णा सो नाउ वी बिगिन विथ अर्जुनस रिस्पॉन्स. Please repeat. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna vacha.
Param brahma param dhamma.
Param brahma param dhamma.
Pavitram paramang bhavan.
Pavitram paramang bhavan.
Purusham shashvatam divyam.
Purusham shashvatam divyam.
Adidevam ajam vibhum.
Adidevam ajam vibhum.
Ahustvam rishayat sarve.
Ahustva vishaya sarve.
Devarshir naradastata.
Devarshir naradastata.
Asito devalo vyasa.
Asito devalo vyasa.
Svayam chaiva bravishime.
Svayam chaiva bravishime.
Synonyms, please repeat. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna vacha.
Arjuna said.
Arjuna said.
Param.
Param.
Supreme.
Supreme.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Truth.
Truth.
Param.
Param.
Supreme.
Supreme.
Dhamma.
Dhamma.
Sustenance.
Sustenance.
Pavitram.
Pavitram.
Pure.
Pure.
Paramam.
Paramam.
Supreme.
Supreme.
Bhavan.
Bhavan.
You.
You.
Purusham.
Purusham.
Personality.
Personality.
Shashvatam.
Shashvatam.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Divyam.
Divyam.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Adidevam.
Adidevam.
The original Lord.
The original Lord.
Ajam.
Ajam.
Unborn.
Unborn.
Vibhum.
Vibhum.
Greatest.
Greatest.
Ahu.
Ahu.
Say.
Say.
Tvam. Of you.
Of you.
Rishaya.
Rishaya.
Sages.
Sages.
Sarve.
Sarve.
All.
All.
Deva Rishi.
Deva Rishi.
The sage among the demigods.
Sage among the demigods.
Narada.
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 Tata.
Tata.
Also.
Also.
Asita.
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 Devala.
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 Vyasa.
Vyasa.
Vyas.
Vyas.
Swayam.
Swayam.
Personally.
Personally.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Bravishi.
Bravishi.
You are explaining.
You are explaining.
May.
May.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Translation, please repeat. Arjuna said.
Arjuna said.
You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages,
all the great sages,
such as Narada,
such as Narada,
Asita,
Asita,
Devala,
Devala,
and Vyas,
and Vyas,
confirm this truth about you.
Confirm this truth about you.
And now you yourself,
and now you yourself,
are declaring it to me.
Declaring it to me.
So before we go any further, so in the previous four verses, we heard the four nutshell verses of the Gita. Now we are hearing Arjuna's response. And as we see in this first two verses, Arjuna now is declaring that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also says that not only himself, but many great authorities are also accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the first significant point here. So let's look at Prabhupada's purport. Let us glorify Srila Prabhupada by chanting his mantras. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pastyatya Deshatarane. All right, so now let's look at Prabhupada's purport. Welcome everyone who has come. After we have our Bhagavad Gita class, we're going to hear the story of how Lord Jagannath appeared in this material world. So stay tuned. In these two verses, the Supreme Lord gives a chance to the Mayavadi philosopher, for here it is clear that the Supreme is different from the individual soul. Batuk, what does the Mayavadi say?
The Supreme Soul, Paramatma and Atma is the same.
Yes, they say just the opposite.
Yeah.
The Vaishnavas say, no, they're different, one and different. The Mayavadi say, no, there's no difference. Arjuna, after hearing the essential four verses of Bhagavad Gita, say there is. Essential four verses of Bhagavad Gita. What are they? Does it say 10:8? Does it mention there in your book?
No.
Okay, but in the folio here, it does give you those four verses, which we studied last time. Mm-hmm. Chapter 10, verses 8 through 11. Arjuna, after hearing the essential four verses of Bhagavad Gita in this chapter, became completely free from all doubts and accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He at once boldly declares, quote, "You are Parang Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Because the word Brahma means spirit, but Param means supreme, the Supreme Spirit. And previously Krishna stated that he is the originator of everything and everyone. Every demigod and every human being is dependent on him. Men and demigods, out of ignorance, think that they are absolute and independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can give me an incident in the Krishna Leela where a demigod thought himself independent?
Indra.
Yes. What was the Leela? Yes, when he tried to punish the residents of Vrindavan, but then Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill. Very good. I'm glad to see my students are up to snuff. That ignorance is removed perfectly by the discharge of devotional service. This has already been explained in the previous verse by the Lord. Now by his... So let's look at that previous verse. Go to the previous verse, 10:11. Because that's what Prabhupada's saying. That ignorance is removed. So what does... Batuk, read it nice and loud. What does the 11th verse say of chapter 10? What does it say?
To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance.
There you go. With the shining lamp of knowledge, Krishna says, I destroy. Very good. Now by his grace, Arjuna is accepting him as the supreme truth. In concordance with the Vedic injunction, it is not that because Krishna is Arjuna's intimate friend, that Arjuna is flattering him by calling him the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the absolute truth. Whatever Arjuna says in these two verses is confirmed by Vedic truth. Vedic injunctions affirm that only one who takes to devotional service to the Supreme Lord can understand him, whereas others cannot. And we will see, by the way, in Bhagavad Gita, at least three times, Krishna himself says the same thing. In chapter 8, he said it. In chapter 11, at the end, he'll say, And in chapter 18, three times he'll say, only by bhakti, only by devotional service. Each and every word of this verse spoken by Arjuna is confirmed by Vedic injunction. In the Kena Upanishad, it is stated that the Supreme Brahman is the rest for everything. And Krishna has already explained that everything is resting on Him. The Mundaka Upanishad confirms that the Supreme Lord, in whom everything is resting, can be realized only by those who engage constantly in thinking of Him. This constant thinking of Krishna is smaranam, one of the methods of devotional service. In fact, which number is it? Number?
Third.
Number three. What's the first one?
Shravanam.
Hearing. The second one? Chanting. Third one? Memory. Okay. It is only by devotional service to Krishna that one can understand His position and get rid of this material body. In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is accepted as the purest of the pure. One who understands that Krishna is the purest of the pure can become purified from all sinful activities. One cannot be disinfected from sinful activities unless he surrenders unto the Supreme Lord. Arjuna's acceptance of Krishna as the Supreme Pure complies with the injunctions of Vedic literature. This is also confirmed by great personalities of whom Narada is the chief. Now, going back to this point, Krishna is the purest of the pure. We studied this many months ago when we were studying Nectar of Devotion. There are two aspects to purity. Krishna is antiseptic and prophylactic. He can never become contaminated by anything. Even if Krishna commits a so-called sin, it cannot touch him. For instance, who was the first demon killed by Krishna?
Putana.
She's a woman. The Vedas say you never kill a woman. What was the first demon that Krishna killed? Was a woman. Is it not a sin to dance with others' wives? Yes or no?
Yes.
What did Krishna do the night of the Rasa dance?
Danced
with others' wives. So there's many instances where supposedly Krishna did something sinful, nothing happened. Whatever Krishna does, he cannot become contaminated. Like the sun. Can the sun become contaminated? It's too powerful. It's so powerful. Even the sun comes in contact with a huge reservoir of contaminated water. What will happen? The water becomes purified. The sun remains the same. So, Krishna, by definition, nothing can contaminate Him. The other aspect of purification is any impure thing comes in contact with Krishna, it becomes purified. Like Putana. Putana had killed what? Many, many babies. She was extremely sinful. But when Krishna sucked out the milk and her life air, because Krishna touched her body, she was liberated. And what was the proof? Because when they burned the dead body of Putana, it had a nice aroma, like a guru. That was the proof that, wow, Putana had become purified. Same way with Kubja. Kubja had lust. But when she put Krishna's feet on her chest, all her lusty desires became purified. Agasura was very, very sinful, but because Krishna entered the body of Agasura, When Krishna came out, that spirit soul was waiting. It entered into Krishna's body and merged with Krishna. So those are the two aspects of purification. He can never become contaminated. And not only that, anything impure comes in contact, it becomes purified. That's Krishna, the purest of the pure. Let us continue in the purport. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one should always meditate upon Him and enjoy one's transcendental relationship with Him. He is the Supreme Existence. He is free from bodily needs, birth, and death. Let's give another example. Ram. How did he kill Vali?
Hiding.
Right. So you could say, your Ram made a big mistake. But nothing happened. Right? Let's continue. He is the Supreme Existence. He is free from bodily needs, birth, and death. Not only does Arjuna confirm this, but all... My computer, behave yourself. I have a little... Okay, read the purport. Okay, wait. Okay, I got it. Okay.
All the Vedic literature.
Yes, in all Vedic... before that, yes. But all the Vedic literatures, the Puranas and histories, in all Vedic literatures, Krishna is thus described. And the Supreme Lord Himself also says in the fourth chapter, although I am unborn, I appear on this earth to establish religious principles. He is the Supreme Origin. He has no cause, for He is the cause of all causes, and everything is emanating from Him. This perfect knowledge can be had by the grace of the Supreme Lord. Here, Arjuna expresses himself through the grace of Krishna. If we want to understand Bhagavad Gita, we should accept... Wow, this thing is really... Hold on. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
It's acting up.
Hare Rama.
Hmm? No. Hare. Okay, Vatuk, read the rest of the purport.
This is called the parampara system, acceptance of the disciplic succession. Unless one is in the disciplic succession, he cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible by so-called academic education. Unfortunately, those proud of their academic education, despite so much evidence in Vedic literature, stick to their obstinate conviction that Krishna is an ordinary person.
So what did we learn in chapter 4 was the two most important items for understanding Bhagavad Gita. What are the two qualifications?
Devotee and friend.
You have to be Krishna's devotee and you have to be Krishna's friend. Now, the next question I have, if you were to ask Lord Chaitanya, what makes somebody a devotee? If you were to ask Lord Chaitanya, what would he say? Chant what? Just chant Hare Krishna. That makes you a devotee. Very simple. All right, shall we go to the next verse? Text number 14. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra one time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
You have a question, Ram, Krishna Hare, Kumar. Hare. Yes. That's right. Really? Everyone's in this. Yes. That disciplic succession is given at the end of the introduction. There are four Vaishnava Sampradayas, and you could say there's a fifth because it's a subdivision of one of the four. So either you should be in the Brahma Sampradaya, the Kumar Sampradaya, Lakshmi Sampradaya or Shiva Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. And you have your Acharyas, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Nimbarka Swami, Vishnu Swami. And I think under Vishnu Swami, you would have Pushti Marg, Vallabhacharya. That's why I said you could say five. So if, I'll finish. If you are under one of those four Vaishnava Acharyas and you're reading Bhagavad Gita, according to that explanation, you understand Bhagavad Gita. Which is the Sampradaya I left out?
Christianity?
Which Sampradaya did I not mention?
Oh.
One, answer a question completely, yes. Then we go to the next question. The what? No. That's part of Madhvacharya. I left out one big Sampradaya.
Shankaracharya.
That you're not going to understand Bhagavad Gita. No Mayavadi is going to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Next. Now you can ask your next question. We had to answer your first question completely. If you're one of these four Vaishnava Sampradayas, it's as it is. It's only the Shankaracharya Sampradaya that is not as it is. Then they don't understand Bhagavad Gita.
No.
That doesn't mean I understand.
He said even an academic person who has a degrees in Sanskrit, they can understand what the Sanskrit part says, but not the bhav.
You're not going... No, because it's not a... Where in Bhagavad Gita does Krishna say the scholar understands Bhagavad Gita? Where in Bhagavad Gita does it say first you must know Sanskrit? Does it say that? Answer the question.
No.
Does it say that?
No.
What was the question I asked? What are the two qualifications to understand Bhagavad Gita? What's the answer? We just asked it. You have to be Krishna's friend. Okay. Has nothing to do with scholarship. Has nothing to do with Sanskrit. That's the qualifications for understanding Gita. In India, outside of India, on the moon. Yes. Go ahead.
Prabhu, as long as the explanation is given through those sampradayas, doesn't matter if you are part of that or not, but you are understanding with their point of view.
No.
Did you say what I said?
But Chuk gave the right answer.
Did you understand what
I said? Has nothing to do with initiation. He gave the right answer. Say it again.
I said that as long as those people understand it according to what these four sampradayas says, explain it.
Hearing and understanding through these four sampradayas, they understand Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Okay. In this sense, he's giving loose. Okay. If you read this Bhagavad Gita, we're not talking about initiation. Okay. Okay. When it says, okay. Well, I gotta make sure that I know that you know that I know that you know.
Yes.
Okay?
Good job, Prabhu.
Unless one is in the disciplic succession. The meaning of that, Batuk gave the meaning. Say it again, Batuk, slowly.
Okay. This four sampradaya he mentioned, that they have explanation what Bhagavad Gita means, right? What this explanation of that. And if you... hear from them or say
you accept
that you understand that, then you are in this session. Okay, The only difference is the all these four disciplines, they are saying Bhagavad Gita is a devotional book. The other people, they from same book, referring same book, they are saying no, Krishna is not the supreme person, he is just an ordinary person. That's the difference.
So it will depend.
Not book.
It depends donation. On their understanding. If their understanding is the same understanding as in the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, they're in disciplic succession.
Yes.
Okay, wait, one at a time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay? Whether or not they know that, that's not the question. If their understanding is the same understanding as one of the four Sampradayas, then they're in disciplic succession. Yes or no? I'm asking.
Can I just say one thing? Doesn't matter Bhagavad Gita is small or big. They all have 18 chapters. They all have same verses. Nothing changes. If it changes, it's not a Bhagavad Gita.
The point is, what is their final conclusion?
That's what the point is.
Wait. Not only that, and what? You have to surrender by doing devotional service. Okay, wait. Okay. So that's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. That Krishna is God, you should surrender to Him by doing devotional service. Are we in agreement with that? Good.
That's what...
Whatever Bhagavad Gita... No, not all of them say that. Shankaracharya does not say that. His conclusion is not to surrender to Krishna and do devotional service.
No. The impersonal... I have a book by some Ganeshwar. It is all impersonal. I can give it to you. In Hindi, you can read it.
Dr. Radha Krishna said not to surrender to Krishna and do devotional service. So that's the key. Are they teaching surrender to Krishna by doing devotional service? That, right? If they're, okay, so wherever, in Bihar, whatever, if they have that conclusion.
Do you remember that when one time I showed you the Gita, one shlok we read from here and also from that book, it went over my head, didn't understand anything. And it was from 12th chapter, which is...
We're not talking about Prabhupada. It's very clear. We're not talking about Prabhupada. We're simply talking...
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Okay. The fact still remains. Okay? Initiated, not initiated. You're in disciplic succession. I'm trying to get you to understand. It's more simple. It's not what you're making it out to be. It's really simple. Whatever you're reading, Bhagavad Gita, if your conclusion is that I have to surrender to Krishna by doing devotional service, you are in disciplic succession. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Even Prabhupada said to the Christians, if your religion preaches love of God, you are authentic.
Okay? So, in Bihar, hey, Krishna Kumar, when you go to Bihar, you can do an experiment. Ask them, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? And unless they say surrender to Krishna through devotional service, then that's the test. Okay? Yes. You can be initiated and still not surrender to Krishna and do devotional service.
That's the point.
And you may not be initiated and still do devotional service and surrender to Krishna. Yes. Yes, but I will show you a purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Prabhupada says, you can be initiated and still be affected by Mayavad philosophy. Okay? Okay. So, what I'm trying to do is just make it very... It sounds like you guys want to ask questions just for the sake of asking a question when it's really simple. And we agree. What? What, Krishna Kumar? Oh, you ready now? We're not ready, yes?
Purport's different. Other the shloka never changes. Doesn't matter which book you read. All has 18 chapter. All has same. Huh? Huh? Maybe 100 times. 100. That's what I'm saying. The books are the same. Only the purports are different. That's what I'm saying. Huh? Yeah. The guru will tell you. But he mentioned the four sampradaya, right? So those four sampradaya, did you hear any other, out of those four, any other sampradaya saying that Krishna is not the personality of Godhead?
By? You missed something. Surrender how? By what?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's important. You come to the conclusion.
Exactly.
Okay? Fine.
Where did you go?
You're not
that?
The only person.
Understand?
Yes. Okay, now, the reason why... Okay, now, the reason why I answered in a particular way, okay, is because, as he was bringing out, you know, so many people in India, this and that, and you even mentioned they don't know these sampradayas, but it could be... It could be that they have this conclusion. Yes or no?
Yes.
So that's all I'm saying. It's not a problem. Why do you want to make it a problem? I'm trying to be as accommodating as possible. What you want me to say? Unless you're initiated in ISKCON and you only read this and only... We are not that way. Right? That's all I was trying to do, is negate that narrow-minded, that it's only in... Anyway.
That's okay. Let's go.
You sure?
You need a fan?
No.
No.
Are we sure that we can go on?
Yes.
Krishna Kumar. Okay, so you don't agree with my explanation. No, you don't, because you still want to hammer this point. So your interpretation is, here's what you're saying, that unless you're saying unless one is in disciplic succession. So let's hear the Krishna Kumar purport of that sentence. Go ahead. What does that mean? That unless one is in disciplic succession, what does that mean? Yes. No, they're not. No, cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Okay. So the other three Vaishnava sampradayas don't understand Bhagavad Gita. Okay, so are you saying that unless you're in Prabhupada's Sampradaya, you don't understand Bhagavad Gita? Is that what you're saying? So you... So I just want to make sure that I understand what you're saying. All right, so you're going to tell... Anyone who's in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, Nimbarkas, hey, that's what you're saying. Is that what he's saying?
They are also in the same Sampradaya.
No, hold on. I just want to make sure that I understand what he's saying. Because you got to think about what you're saying. What you're saying is, apart from Prabhupada's movement, nobody understands Bhagavad Gita, yes or no? Yes or no? Okay, you're wrong. That's not what Prabhupada writes. Elsewhere he accepts Nimbarka Sampradaya, yes. Ramanuja Sampradaya, Madhvacharya Sampradaya. Okay, he accepts it. So your understanding of what you're reading is incorrect. That's one disciplic succession. There are four Vaishnava Sampradayas, which Prabhupada accepts. He's listing his Sampradaya.
Rudra Sampradaya only.
Okay? The Rudra Sampradaya is bona fide. Yes, from Vyas. From Vyas. Nimbarka Vishnu Swami. You think that I'm going to preach something that is not what Prabhupada teaches? Because that would mean that what I said is completely bogus. And if I was saying something bogus, you should beat me with shoes.
I think probably it's very important because everybody is listening to that, and that's the right sense what you're saying. if they understand that way. Yeah. Yeah. I think he got the point now.
You no, sure?
You.
Yes, do you agree with everything I say or not agree? Disciplic succession in this context, okay? Disciplic succession in this context means, like Batuk said, you get your understanding, that understanding, whether it's in any sampradaya, or even if you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew, if you understand that God is supreme and that you must render service, you are in the disciplic succession.
Yes, I have heard this Prabhupada saying to a cardinal.
Yes. We are, look, there are different levels of how things are stated. Yes, in some discussions, we would say, in some discussions, no, you should be initiated and you should be in a particular sampradaya. But this statement is such a broad statement. Okay? So, you will read elsewhere in Prabhupada's books. The four Vaishnava sampradayas are in agreement. God is a person. You should render service to Him eternally. After that, you're going to have lots of differences. Even ISKCON is not accepted by some Madhvacharya people. Did you know that?
Yes.
There are some Madhvacharyas who, even though we're supposed to be in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, some of them say, ISKCON, you're not Madhvacharya. Okay? So, it depends on how, I hate to use the word liberal, you want to make it, or how narrow-minded you want to make it. Okay? A statement like this, Krishna Kumar wants to make it, which he's entitled. This means that unless you're an ISKCON, blah, 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 then you don't understand Bhagavad Gita. And you could see it like that. You could, if you wanted to be narrow-minded. Or me, I like to be broad-minded. I was giving the broad-minded explanation. Some people, well, India is only one country, but go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. Okay, yeah, so. Not Shankaracharya.
No, no, he's talking about Shiva.
Shiva.
Yeah, yeah.
Shiva.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Yes, so. Yeah.
But those people are not only from the Sampradaya. They are not listening from the Sampradaya.
Yeah.
They are just heard from me and you.
But the Shiva Sampradaya, the Ruja Sampradaya, is a Vaishnava Sampradaya. We would have no problem with a bona fide Rudra Sampradaya devotee. Fine. But I'm not, of course I'm not saying anything's okay. Didn't say that. The key question is God a person? And are you going to render service to Him eternally? That's the key question. Yes. And how, okay, but now that's not disciplic succession. Now you're out of disciplic succession. No, we don't say Shiva's God. They're the three. They're controllers of the three modes. Yes, go on. Yes, but that's not. Yeah, go ahead. No, it depends what that understanding of one God is. If their understanding of one God means Ganesh is God, no, they're wrong. That's not what we mean by one God, that Ganesh is God. If there's, wait, if they say that Shiva is God, no. Yeah, that has something to do with, that's the material world. If you're talking about, look, if you're talking about the energies, that's not God. That's God's energies. Yes? No, no, no. We have to finish this point.
Because a lot of people are listening to this.
Let him finish.
A lot of people are listening to this. So it's a...
Go ahead. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, what you're, what are you saying? Yes, I'm trying to understand clearly what you're saying. As what? Oh, wait, wait, it depends how they're worshiping. Go ahead. A God? No. As a God. So what does that mean, a God? What does that mean? They're wrong. That's not disciplic succession. That is not what is taught in the Vedas. He's not the supreme. I'm sorry. That you're not going to get me to agree on.
Yeah. Because Krishna himself said, I'm sorry. I am supreme. He just explained you.
Yes.
Okay.
So yes. Anyone who says
still good.
That Shiva is the supreme, well, I can only answer one question at a time. Okay. So, somebody may accept Shiva as God. Yes? But that doesn't make it right. All right. Okay, so then. What? Yes, so. Okay, so, Rasik Bhai said, there's only one God. Correct. But it is not correct to say, there's one God, therefore, Shiva is God or Ganesh is God. That's not the meaning of one God. There is one God. Whether it's Krishna or Govinda or Narayan, that's one God. But not that Shiva is also God, Surya is also God, Ganesh is also...
That's why the word used were Devata and... Devata and...
Who do they believe?
It's not only Bihar, there are a lot of, not only Bihar. Everywhere.
Fine.
Good.
That's good.
That's fine.
Yes.
Don't need milk. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing is wrong. That's fine. That's fine. He explained.
Yeah, so?
No, whatever you say, we are not negating that. That's fine.
All right. We have to end the Bhagavad Gita class there. Now we have to read about Lord Jagannath. So, okay. Before.